From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Mother Nature continues to be the center of attention today as a winter storm warning continues through Tuesday night. The higher elevation in the Sierra is going to see the snow causing more problems on the roadways like it did on Monday when some highways in the North State became skating rinks for drivers who had braved the blizzard-like conditions in the passes. At lower elevations, it's been wind and rain and cold temperatures creating havoc. From Sacramento to the northern border, power outages are still a problem for thousands right now as the winds howl and knock out the lines. The storm is also prompting homeless shelters to fill up now throughout the North State, most cities opening up shelters and warming centers as the mercury plunges. Reading police this morning searching for a burglar who broke into an elderly woman's house, assaulted and robbed her of her jewelry and purse, then fled in her car. 38-year-old Adam Parsons, who once worked for the victim, is the suspect in the case. Police now looking for the woman's silver Toyota RAV4. It's not over yet. California is bringing back a mask mandate for people to wear masks indoors, a move that health experts hope will contain the Omicron variant of the coronavirus as people get together for the holidays. Governor Newsom's administration announcing that new mandate to start tomorrow and last until at least January 15th. Coronavirus cases per capita in the state have jumped some 47% over the last 2 weeks. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Back on December 4th, 2017, 56-year-old Charles LaVaugh was found dead in an alley near the 2000 block of E Street in Eureka. An investigation revealing that LaVaugh was sleeping when he was stabbed to death. 4 years later, authorities formally charging 23-year-old Wesley Lee Sterrett for the murder of LaVaugh. Sterrett's been in custody since May 2020 on unrelated charges of murder, attempted murder, and assault with a deadly weapon. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.